Prophet of mercy, O my beloved, Prophet of mercy, O my beloved, Prophet of mercy, O my beloved, Prophet of mercy.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madini Channel, welcome once again to our programs entitled The Prophet of Mercy. Before we begin, let us hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man qala sallallahu ala Muhammad, whoever says sallallahu ala Muhammad, iftataha ala nafsihi sab'ina baban min ar-rahmah, he opens for himself 70 doors of mercy. And alhamdulillah, in this blessed environment of Da'wat Islami, when it's mentioned sallu ala al-habib, recite salutations upon the beloved Habib alayhi salam, is this very Durood Sharif, sallallahu ala Muhammad. So what wonders, each time he recites this, he opens for himself 70 doors of mercy. And just one door is sufficient to grant us salvation, grant us success. But 70 doors of mercy are opened for ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to recite Durood Sharif, peace and blessings, in abundance to earn mercy. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this episode, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will look at how our noble prophet, the final prophet, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is a mercy for the anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa salam, for the rusul-e kiram, the noble messengers alayhim salatu wassalam. Because remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent approximately 124,000 prophets and messengers for the guidance of mankind. Some of these anbiya and rusul, they came with books, noble books, scriptures, and some of these had the responsibility of continuing the teachings of the previous messenger, the previous Nabi alayhi salam. But how was our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam a mercy for those who came before him? How was he a mercy for example, Adam alayhi salam? How was he a mercy for Ibrahim alayhi salam? How was he a mercy for other prophets alayhim salatu wassalam? Inshallah azza wa jal, we will hear how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a rahmah for all the anbiya and the rusul alayhim salatu wassalam. Now in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how shaitan became arrogant, how shaitan became rejected, how shaitan was dismissed from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was distanced from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened? When Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam was created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the angels to prostrate towards him. And the Quran mentions that all the angels alayhi salam, they prostrated to Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. Illa Iblis, except for Iblis, except for Shaytan. What did he say? He said, Ana khayrun min, I am better than him. He believed himself to be better than Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. And this logic of his, which was completely illogical, the logic that he was trying to use, his reason for claiming to be better, he said, I was created from fire and Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam was created from clay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disliked this act of arrogance and dismissed shaitan from his blessed court. said, go away, fakhruj minha, fa innaka rajim. You are rejected. And in another verse it says, kana min al-kafirin, Iblis became from the disbelievers. Now if we were to look at the cause of making the angels alayhim salam prostrate towards Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, then the ulama have mentioned various mukhtalif reasons. Some have said that it was due to the knowledge of Adam alayhi salam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him the knowledge of all languages. Allama Adam al-asma, Allah taught him the name. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with great knowledge. So knowledge was one cause of making the angels alayhim salam prostrate towards Adam alayhi salam. So we learn that there is fadila, virtue in seeking knowledge, learning knowledge, and making efforts to seek it as well. And the one who has knowledge, he is to be respected, he is to be honored. One reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the angels prostrate towards Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam is because he had a shining light placed in his forehead. And Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions in the tafsir of this verse, he mentions in the commentary of this verse, innal malaikata umiru bis-sujudi li Adam. The angels were ordered to prostrate towards Adam alayhi salam, لِأَجْلِ أَنَّ نُورَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ فِي جَبْهَةِ آدَمْ. That the angels alayhi salam were ordered to prostrate towards Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam because in his blessed forehead, shining bright, illuminating, was the noor of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is an example of how a Prophet of Allah, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, is benefiting from the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is a ni'mah, no doubt, to have the angels prostrate towards you. This is a great blessing. And how was it achieved? Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi says, because of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's noor shining bright in the forehead of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. So that's how Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam benefited from the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then if you look at the same Prophet, Abul Bashar, if you look at Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, and another instance, another occasion of how he benefited from the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we all know how Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam was made to leave Jannah, came to the earth after he erred. And whilst on earth, it's mentioned that Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam continued to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He continued to seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this continued for many, many years. And eventually, the tawbah, the repentance of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, was accepted when he put forth the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. In tafsir, Siratul Jinan, it's mentioned on the authority of Mustadrak, and this hadith is also mentioned in Dalail al-Nubuwa, Mu'jam al-Awsat, and other books as well. It's mentioned that when Adam alayhi salam asked for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me for the sake of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, although he is all-knowing, his knowledge is complete, he said, O Adam alayhi salam, you have given me the wasila of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but how do you know him? And Adam alayhi salam replied that, O Allah azza wa jal, when you created me, I raised my head and I saw written on the arsh, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I saw the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, written on the arsh. And I thought to myself that this individual whose blessed name has been written directly after your noble name, your majestic name. He must be of high rank. He must be of high status. He must be of superior rank to be mentioned alongside your blessed name. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied that, O Adam alayhi salam, you are right. What you say is true. That the one you have given me the wasila of, indeed he is the most beloved to me from all of creation. He is my mahbub, he is the most beloved to me. And if you were to give his wasila, I will accept that dua. You give his wasila, the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I will forgive you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Adam alayhi salam, لَوْلَا مُحَمَّدٌ لَمَا خَلَقْتُكَ. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not exist, I would not have created you. If it wasn't for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, I would not have created you, O Adam alayhi salam. And as we heard in the previous episode, the nur of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the first creation. So subhanallah, we learn from this narration, the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam benefited Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam and resulted in his tawbah, his repentance being accepted. He gave the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his tawbah, his repentance. And we learn also from this narration that we as Muslims, we should also present the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this in hope, with this belief, that if we present the wasila, the name of that individual who is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us our du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove our difficulties and worries. Why? Because we are mentioning the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are saying, Ya Allah, for the sake of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, grant us our lawful du'as. Grant his complete forgiveness. Remove the sorrows and difficulties from our life. So this is something that we should do. And it is the sunnah, as you just heard, the way of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam to present the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Moving on, other anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they also benefited from the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know that Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody who strived in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who rebuilt the Kaaba Sharif with his son Ismail alayhi salam, a very great high ranking prophet. And the Quran also tells us that Ibrahim alayhi salam, just like other Anbiya alayhi salam, was rejected by the people. The people wouldn't listen. They were followers, but there were many people who rejected the message. They wanted to continue in their old ways. They wanted to continue worshipping idols. And we know how Ibrahim alayhi salam destroyed the idols, broke the idol. And eventually Nimrud, who was the tyrant, oppressive ruler of that time, he, na'udhu billah, had Ibrahim alayhi salam thrown into fire. Ibrahim alayhi salam was catapulted into fire. And what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam from burning in that fire. How so? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya naru, kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. O fire, become cool and peaceful for Ibrahim alayhi salam. A source of comfort. And that happened. Ibrahim alayhi salam stayed in that fire and no harm was brought to him. He did not suffer burns. He did not suffer any difficulty. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. The wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he saved Ibrahim alayhi salam in that fire whilst the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in his loins. And this is a perfect example of how the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam benefited and helped a Nabi of Allah. Helped Abul Anbiya Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. For if it wasn't for that nur of the Prophet alayhi salam being in the loins of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So alhamdulillah, there are many, many examples like this. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if it was not for his existence, as you heard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have created the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have created Adam alayhi salam. Other Anbiya alayhi salam would not have been sent to the world. But seeing as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did create Adam alayhi salam, for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all other Anbiya alayhi salam, all other messengers alayhi salatu wa sallam, they came to this world, they called towards Allah's path, they were made messengers, and they were made prophets because of the rahmah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because you've heard, لَوْلَا مُحَمَّدٌ لَمَا خَلَقْتُكَ. If it was not for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Adam alayhi salam, I would not have created you. And hence no other Anbiya alayhi salam would have come to this world. No other messengers would have come. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a mercy for all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. And remember, this is not just limited to this world. This is not just limited to this alamud dunya, this world that we're in. Even in the akhirah, even in the afterlife, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a source of mercy and help for all Anbiya alayhi salam. In one narration in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَرْغَبُ إِلَيَّ فِيهِ الْخَلْقُ حَتَّى إِبْرَاهِيمُ. On the Day of Judgment, all of creation will be inclined towards me, will look towards me, will be in need of my assistance, will be in need of my help. They will desire my help. Hatta Ibrahim, even Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And a powerful narration that is mentioned in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi shows us how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the master of creation, is the king of creation, is the beloved of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, the narration mentions that people will go to one Nabi alayhi salam, go to another Nabi alayhi salam, and ask for help, ask for reckoning, accounting to begin, and all will say, we can't help you this day. Let us listen to that narration completely. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once addressed his sahaba and said, Ana sayyidun nas yawm al-qiyamah. I am the master of the people on the Day of Judgment. Wa hal tadruna mimma dhalika? And do you know why that is? يُجْمَعُ النَّاسُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. The people, the first from them, the last from them, they will all be gathered in one plane, mahshar. A caller will announce, he will say something, the sun will be brought close, وَتَدْنُ الشَّمْسِ. And the people will be in worry, in difficulty. فَيَبْلُغُ النَّاسَ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَالْكَرْبِ مَا لَا يُطِيقُونَ وَلَا يَحْتَمِلُونَ. Unbearable difficulty. So the people will say, look at the difficulty that's reached you. Look at the state we're in. Why don't we go to someone who could help us? Who could help us, who could ask his Lord to begin accountability, begin reckoning. So the people will say, let's go to Adam alayhi salam. فَيَأْتُونَ آدَمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فَيَقُولُونَ لَهُ. They'll come to Adam alayhi salam and say, أَنْتَ أَبُو الْبَشَرِ. You are the father of creation, father of humans. خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ بِيَدِهِ. Allah created you with His hand of power. وَنَفَخَ فِيكَ مِنْ رُوحِهِ. And He blew His spirit into you. This is not to be taken literally. وَأَمَرَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ فَسَجَدُوا لَكَ. And He ordered the angels, عليهم السلام, they prostrated towards you. اِشْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَى رَبِّكَ. So Adam alayhi salam, bearing all this in mind that you are close to Allah, He created you, made you Abu al-Bashar, the angels prostrated to you, intercede for us to your Lord. We are in great difficulty. And Adam alayhi salam will say that today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so angry. His wrath has never been seen, His anger has never been seen like this before, nor after will it be seen ever like this. Nafsi, nafsi, Adam alayhi salam said, I am worried about myself. Today I am worried about my own state. And he'll say, idhabu ila ghayri. He will reference what happened in Jannah and how he ate from the forbidden tree. He says, I can't help you. Idhabu ila Nuh, go to Nuh alayhi salam. They will go to Nuh alayhi salam. And they will say, you are the first messenger to be sent to mankind. He was the first Rusul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called you abdan shakura in the Quran. Very grateful slave. Ishfa' lana ila rabbik. Intercede for us to your Lord. Ala tarawna ila ma nahnu fi. Do you not see what difficulty we're in? The distress that we're facing? And Nuh alayhi salam will say, Inna rabbi azza wa jal. Indeed my Lord azza wa jal. Qad ghadiba al-yawma ghadban. So angry today. لَمْ يَغْضَبْ قَبْلَهُ مِثْلَهُ. He's not been angry as this before, nor will he be angry like this again. I can't help you. Nafsi, nafsi. I am worried about myself. I had a dua in the world that was accepted. I had one dua that I could have made and it was definitely accepted. And I made that dua against my nation. So I can't help you today. So Nuh alayhi salam will say, go towards Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the people will gather towards Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the same thing. O Ibrahim alayhi salam, you are an intimate friend of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. You are Khalilullah. You are the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we're in great difficulty. Intercede for us to your Lord. Do you not see what we're in, the state we're in? And again Ibrahim alayhi salam will say, today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very angry. His anger has never been seen like this before, nor afterwards. And in the world, I made three statements that were seemingly not in accordance with reality. Because of that, nafsi, nafsi, I'm worried about myself. You go towards Musa alayhi salam. So the people will gather, go towards Musa alayhi salam. And they'll say, Anta kalimullah, you spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَضَّلَكَ اللَّهُ بِرِسَالَتِهِ وَبِكَلَامِهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Allah blessed you with messenger, being a messenger, risala. Blessed you in that he spoke to you. Intercede for us. You've seen the difficulty we're in. And Musa alayhi salam will say again. He will say, today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so angry. His anger has never been seen like this before. And nor will it be seen like this afterwards. And Musa alayhi salam will also say, Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Go towards someone else. Go towards Isa alayhi salam. He will reference Isa alayhi salam. And he will also mention how the Quran also mentions this. How Musa alayhi salam took somebody's life. And because of that, Musa alayhi salam says, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. People will gather towards Isa alayhi salam. And they will say, you know the difficulty that we're in. Help us. And they'll mention, you are the messenger of Allah, wa kalimatu, and his word, alqaha ila Maryam, that he sent towards Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu anha. And you spoke to the people whilst in the cradle. Ishfa' lana ila rabbik. Intercede for us towards your Lord. And Isa alayhi salam, despite hearing them, listening to them, and them complaining of the difficulty therein, he would also say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very angry today. And this anger has never been seen before like this, nor will it be seen afterwards. He will not mention any particular account of himself. He will just say, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. I'm worried about myself today. You want me to help you? I'm worried about myself. And that's when Isa alayhi salam will say, go towards somebody else. Idhabu ila ghayri. Go towards someone other than me. Idhabu ila Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the people will go towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And they will mention, Anta Rasulullah. You are the messenger of Allah. Wa khatamul anbiya. And you are the seal, the final prophet. You are the seal of all prophets. And they will mention, Wa qad ghafara Allahu laka ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. And they will say, Ishfa' lana ila rabbik. Intercede for us towards your Lord. Do you not see the difficulty that we're in? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will say, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, I will go and reach the arsh. I will come beneath the arsh, taht al-arsh. And I will do sajda, prostrate towards my Lord Allah azza wa jal. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me the ability to praise him in such a way that no one has praised him before. No one has praised him in this manner before. And in that state of submission, prostration, what a beautiful sight will it be when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will supplicate for us sinners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'sak. O beloved Habib alayhi salam, raise your head, blessed head. Sal, ask, tu'ta. You will be granted whatever you ask for. Washfa' tushaffa'. Intercede, your intercession will be accepted. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that I will raise my head. And I will say, Ummati, my nation. Ya Rabbi Ummati, O my Lord, my nation. Ya Rabbi Ummati. Even on that day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is worried about us. In this world, he cried tears for us. In this world, he was worried about us. In the hereafter, he will be worried about us on the plains of Mahshar. And what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Prophet, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let those of your followers who have no accounts enter through such a gate of the gates of paradise. And they will share the gates with the other people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like this, will intercede for the righteous, for the sinners, all those who had even a small amount of iman in their heart, even if they were thrown into hellfire. Eventually, if he was sahibul iman, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will intercede for him and take him to Jannah. So this powerful narration, we learn that on the day of judgment, all of creation will be in need of the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Anbiya alayhim as-salam themselves will say, we can't do anything today. We are worried about ourselves. And when the people go towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the people go towards his noble court, only then will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begin account. Only then will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the people. And the poet has said that one of the reasons of mahshar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have sent people towards heaven and hell, paradise and hellfire, without the day of mahshar, without all of this taking place, without the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam being the wasila for reckoning to start. But what was the hikmat? فَقَدْ اِتْنَا سَبَبْ هَا اِنْ عِقَادِ بَزْمِ مَحْشَرْ كَا. That the only reason why mahshar, the last day, the day of reckoning, and what you've just heard will take place, will be established, because unki shane mahbubi dikhaye jane wali hai. Because on that day, people who denied the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the world, the people who were deprived of the mercy, the people who had nothing good to say, even they will see that this individual is the most beloved to Allah. Even today, people reject, na'udhu billah, the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some people don't understand his status and rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say he was a man who came with a message, he delivered that message and he is gone. There is no benefit after that. Ma'adallah, this is what they say. On the day of judgment, those people will see with their own eyes how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor the beloved Prophet alayhi salam and show how great he is, how honorable a rank he has in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected viewers, this was just a glimpse of how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy for the Anbiya alayhim as-salam as well, for the Mursaleen as well, for the Prophets and Messengers as well. So as Ummatis, we are in more need of that mercy. Anbiya alayhim as-salam, Rusul, they had a high rank anyway, and their ranks were further raised by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about us? We spend our days and nights in disobedience, sinning, wrongdoing. We are more in need of that mercy. But how do we attain that mercy? By following the light that the Prophet ﷺ came with. The Quran, the Ahadith, his teachings. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, when we do so, when we have true love for the Prophet ﷺ, only then we will gain more and more mercy, which will benefit us in this world, and most importantly, in the Akhirah as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve and protect all of us, and accept what has been said. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh my beloved Prophet. Prophet of mercy, O my beloved, Prophet of mercy, O my beloved, Prophet of mercy, O my beloved, Prophet of mercy.